Hello, I'm Joel Barker, and I want to welcome you to this second of a two-part session about deploying operating systems with System Center Configuration Manager 2007 Beta. This session follows on the information about System Center that we covered in the first half of the session. If you have not yet viewed the previous session, we highly recommend you locate session number MGT302 prior to viewing this session. In the first half of this session, we introduced the scenarios that System Center Configuration Manager 2007 Beta OS deployment can perform and the architecture that's utilized for deployment. In this session, we will employ additional tools that make System Center OS deployment even more useful to the administrator. First, we will integrate Windows deployment services with SCCM to utilize Pixie booting. Then, using the Microsoft Deployment Solution Accelerators, we will plan and execute a large-scale deployment. To track the deployment, we will use the reporting capabilities in SCCM. OS deployment can be complex, and we won't have time to cover all of the basics. To have the maximum benefit from this session, it would be helpful to be familiar with a couple of things. It would be helpful if you have deployed operating systems or maintained OS images in the past. SCCM eases a great deal of the burden that administrators experienced using previous deployment tools, but builds upon their procedures. We will not have time to go too deeply into the architecture and other uses of Systems Management Server, or SMS, so it will be helpful if you have used and are familiar with SMS clients, sites, and server roles. Because this is the second part of a two-part session, we'll start out by reviewing what the first section covered. In the previous session, we focused on the architecture and design of SCCM OS deployment. We covered the security features and the technologies that simplify complex OS deployments and maintenance. We will take SCCM a step further in this session, integrating with Windows Deployment Services, or WDS. With WDS, SCCM can establish a Pixie boot server. We will use this to perform a bare metal installation over the network. Using the Pixie boot server, we often do not even need to send a technician to the computer. All we need is for someone to press F12. Then, we will cover the reporting capabilities that are built into SCCM. From a central location, we will be able to see real-time and historical data about the progress of OS deployment. SCCM reports are available for broad information about network-wide deployments as well as for the status of particular clients. In the previous session, we covered some of the new features of SCCM, including the use of the WIM image format, task sequences, and security enhancements. System Center Configuration Manager, or SCCM, uses the WIM image format for images. WIM is the format used to deliver Windows Vista and Windows Server 2008. With SCCM, we repackage our custom images in the WIM format and then deploy them to the database at the SCCM deployment point. In older imaging technologies, administrators who needed to make changes in their image had to load it onto a computer, make the required changes to the system, and then capture a new image. WIM files can be mounted and modified directly using ImageX and Windows Explorer. In the past, IT departments had to maintain several large files representing different hardware and operating system versions or customizations. By utilizing single-instance storage, a single WIM file can contain multiple images without a significant increase in size. The WIM installation is hardware agnostic and can install onto a hard drive without wiping existing data. Deployments are controlled by Windows Pre-Execution Environment, or WIMPE. SCCM's full implementation of the WIM image format makes images easier to create and easier to deploy. Deployments in SCCM are launched by creating a task sequence and associating it with a client collection. Task sequences set SCCM apart as a deployment tool. The task sequence steps include actions in the old operating system, actions on Windows PE, and actions performed after the new operating system has deployed. Task sequences can customize the installation for particular jobs. With this process, we can migrate user state, perform disk and partition operations, and install additional software. Tasks can also be conditional. They can include a true-false test, which determines if that particular step will execute. We can also include a continue-on error setting for a task. Additionally, in the previous session, we pointed out the security enhancements in SCCM upon the SMS 2003 architecture. SCCM has hardened its communications with SQL Server, requiring Windows authentication for SQL communications. Communications with clients can now apply Microsoft Network Access Protection, or NAP. NAP is a policy enforcement platform built into the Microsoft Windows Vista and Windows Server 2008 operating systems that allows you to better protect network assets by enforcing compliance with system health requirements. You can configure DHCP enforcement, VPN enforcement, 802.1x enforcement, and IPsec enforcement, or all four depending on your network needs. SCCM can integrate with Windows NAP to allow you to restrict clients if they do not have the software updates that you designate as required for communication. SCCM can also use public key infrastructure, or PKI. By deploying PKI, a great deal of security enhancements become available, preventing snooping during client-site communications as well as site-to-site communications. Of particular interest to OS deployment is the encryption of client data during a migration. Although this was optional in SMS 2003, encryption of data in SCCM is now a requirement. The information is stored on a state migration point and is encrypted during transmission and storage. The information can only be retrieved by the new computer associated with the state information. SCCM can be a part of a larger system of useful deployment tools. Windows Deployment Services is included in Windows Server 2003 Service Pack 2 and Windows Server 2008, and System Center Configuration Manager integrates directly with WDS. In addition, Microsoft has built two solution accelerators to further assist in deployment. WDS replaces Remote Installation Services, which was the base deployment tool for the previous generation of the Windows operating system family. Although RI Prep and RI Setup do not currently work with Windows Vista and Windows Server 2008, you can still use these commands with your existing images. As opposed to RIS, WDS includes native support for Windows PE as a boot operating system. WDS unifies on a single image format, taking advantage of the new WIM file format. By taking advantage of these new features, Pixie Boot, the WIM format, and the WDS MMC, we can lower the cost and reduce the challenges in adopting a new operating system, both for client and server computers. Deployment over the network is now more feasible than when using RIS. This means less staff time spent in the field. Recent surveys of operating system deployments have shown that an organization can save hundreds of dollars per computer by moving to a lighter touch deployment strategy. When we perform upgrades using WDS, the deployment is less expensive, faster, and less intrusive to a business. In addition, WDS reduces the long-term costs associated with maintaining standard company builds. The MMC provides the tools needed to access WIM images and keep them up to date with new service packs, drivers, and other items. Since an installation from a WIM is hardware independent, a single WIM image can be used for multiple hardware platforms. Multicast deployment allows Windows operating systems to be deployed to many computers simultaneously, while conserving network bandwidth. Windows Deployment Services allows two kinds of multicast deployment. Scheduled cast is for task-based deployment. To use scheduled cast, clients that joined at the start can utilize the multicast stream. Autocast is always available to clients as a multicast stream that they can join at any time. Their deployment will be combined together to conserve bandwidth. Once Autocast is configured for an operating system image, it's enabled until manually stopped. However, the image will only be sent over the network when clients request it. When deployed with a Windows Server 2008 or Windows Server 2003 SP2 server with the Windows Deployment Services role, SCCM will be able to make use of the Pixie server included in WDS. The Pixie server is placed in the organization's DNS. In turn, the Pixie server can accommodate multiple boot options. When an SCCM deployment point is in the network, it is placed first in the Pixie provider list. When an administrator wants to use the Pixie booting service to deploy an OS, the task sequence for that deployment is applied to a collection of the computers in the site database. If you have used previous versions of SMS, you will recognize collections. They're groupings of the nodes in a network. Collections can be based on various attributes, such as operating system or hardware, or Active Directory container. This allows us to perform upgrades or deployments from a central location with a great deal of control. We can decide which computers receive the image and when. PXIe-enabled network cards will check the network for a PXIe server before booting to the local OS. If one is located, the PXIe client can be booted to the PXIe server by pressing F12. The PXIe client will collect a DHCP address. With the proper configurations, no further user intervention will be required. On the WDS server, the SCCM provider will look into the site database and identify if the client is in a collection associated with a task sequence. If the client is in an associated collection, WDS will proceed with the next step. Otherwise, WDS will check with the next provider it is associated with. Qualified clients then download WinPE from the WDS TFTP server. After it is fully downloaded, the client will reboot into the WinPE environment. The customized WinPE we had delivered to the client includes code specific to SCCM 2007, which will act like the SCCM client, contacting the nearest management point to get the correct task sequence associated with the client's collection. As we covered in detail during the previous session, this task sequence will include pre-installation, installation, and post-installation steps. We will demonstrate SCCM on the Contoso network. The demonstrations in this session will all take place on the Contoso network using three computers. The first, SEA-DC01, is the domain controller. It's also providing certificate services, DHCP, and DNS. The second computer is the System Center server. It is running System Center, the Windows Deployment Services role, and Business Desktop Deployment 2007. The final computer is the workstation we will use for deployment demos. It is a PXIe-capable server and using DHCP. The WDS PXIe server is easy to set up and to utilize. In this demonstration, we will configure Configuration Manager to boot computers to a pre-execution environment, or PXIe server. The clients will then automatically install the proper operating system that we have assigned to them. If we use a Microsoft Windows Server 2003 server for the System Center Configuration Manager 2007 Beta, or SCCM, operating system deployment role, we need to install Windows Automated Installation Kit and Remote Installation Services. Now, because this demonstration environment uses Windows Server 2003 with Service Pack 2, we simply added the Windows Deployment Services role using add-remove Windows components. In Windows Server 2008, Windows Deployment Services, or WDS, will also be available as a role. After installing WDS, we will configure this WDS server. Usually, we would want the remote installation folder on a volume other than our system volume. It would be more secure and less volatile, as well as having higher performance. It is possible to configure the PXIe server to respond selectively to requests or to require administrative approval for a PXIe boot. For our demonstration, we will configure a very low-touch environment that does not require administrative interaction. We will not add images to the WDS server. SCCM will use the PXIe server from WDS, but will store our own custom images, including the boot images. The next step is to create the PXIe service point in Configuration Manager. To accomplish this, we will open the Configuration Manager console. While similar to the MMC for SMS, SCCM uses the enhanced capabilities of MMC 3.0. To enable this server as a PXIe service point, add the appropriate roles. This server is already a distribution point. Add the Server Locator Point role. Server Locator Points are used in a Configuration Manager 2007 hierarchy to complete site assignment on the intranet and to help clients find management points when they cannot find that information through Active Directory Domain Services. Internet clients use Active Directory Domain Services as their preferred method to complete site assignment and to find management points. However, clients must use a Server Locator Point if the Active Directory scheme is not extended for Configuration Manager or if the site is not published to Active Directory domain services, or if the clients do not belong to the same Active Directory forest as the site server's forest. Also, add the Pixi service point and the reporting point. We will use the reporting point later in the demonstration. Accept the default connectivity settings for the server locator point. For the security of our images, we can require a password for the computer to boot to Pixi. This would require the presence of a technician at the desktop, and since we're working towards a lower-touch deployment to allow for unattended installation, the password must be disabled. If there are multiple Pixi servers on the network, we can delay one server to allow for another. We can even use the WDS role on this same server as an additional Pixi server. By delaying one server, we can provide multiple installation options. On the Pixi database page, specify the account the Pixi service point should use to connect with the Configuration Manager 2007 database. The account specified must have the necessary permissions on the client computers running Microsoft SQL Server and Configuration Manager 2007 client permissions. You will also need to specify whether the Pixi service point will create a self-signed certificate or whether a certificate should be imported by the user. If you import a certificate, it must be issued by a certification authority trusted by the site. Complete the wizard with the default settings for the reporting point. Note that Pixi file transfer is naturally insecure. Only deploy images using Pixi in a secure network. Now add the Windows PE and install images to the distribution group. We add images through the node for each image, including boot images. Boot images are Windows PE WIM files that are included with Configuration Manager. We do not need to add them to SCCM. We can, however, add custom boot images or add drivers to the images if necessary. The new Share SMS Pixi images was created when we created the Pixi service point. We now need to add all of the necessary images to that share. First, the x86 boot image should be placed in that share. You will need at least one boot image for each type of processor architecture present in your Configuration Manager 2007 environment on the distribution point. For example, if you have computers with x64 processors in your environment, you will need at least one x64 boot image assigned to the Pixi distribution point, even if you only plan to deploy x86 operating systems. This is because Pixi stub needs some of the native files contained in the boot image to identify the computer before the task sequence can be started. Now, add the operating system image that we plan to install on the computer. The Windows Vista image is already installed in this database. Do not overlook adding the image to this Pixi share. Even if it's already in the distribution point of the server, it also needs to be included in the SMS Pixi images share. We now have all the necessary images in the share. We could also distribute necessary drivers to that same share if necessary. We can create a software package from an MSI. We want to add the SMS client to all deployed operating systems. It will also be used by the WinPE environment to access SCCM resources. Since the client uses an MSI as an install source, we can add it to the SMS server as a definition file. In the Package Definition wizard, locate the MSI or Package Definition file. SCCM ships with the SMS Advanced client. It is located in the SMS directory. the installation source can either be left in its current location or compressed and placed within the SMS source. We created the SMS source directory previously as a place to store and access the client. Now that we've created the package, we can add it to an operating system deployment task sequence. The package must then be sent to distribution points where clients can access it. Clients downloading software, especially large operating system packages, have the potential to significantly increase network traffic. To distribute this load efficiently, we need to ensure that enough distribution points are available for the expected traffic. Audit your requirements before deploying an OS install. It will take a little bit of time for the software package to be delivered to the distribution point, depending on the network conditions. Collections represent groups of resources and can consist not only of computers, but also of Microsoft Windows users and user groups, as well as other discovered resources. Collections provide you with the means to organize resources into easily manageable units, enabling you to create an organized structure that logically represents the kinds of tasks that you want to perform. Collections also serve as targets for performing configuration manager operations on multiple resources at one time. We will create a collection for our new computers. Collection membership can be either direct or query-based. Query-based collections are very powerful because they can group any resources together based on criteria, such as the presence of a particular hardware or software. For example, if you want to deploy Microsoft Office 2007 only to computers with 1 gigabyte of free disk space and 1 gigabyte of RAM, you can create a collection that uses a query against the Configuration Manager 2007 inventory information in the database. Our new configuration will not be query-based. Accept the default security settings. It's a best practice to provide the least privileged setting for all security settings. The Computer Association node is used for user state migration as well as the importation of new computers into the database. We can associate a new computer and an old computer for a side-by-side migration from this node. We can import a single computer by manually entering the SMBIOS GUI ID or MAC address in the wizard. A MAC address is a unique number assigned to all network components. On a PC, the MAC is associated with each installed network card. The Machine System Management BIOS Globally Unique ID, abbreviated to SMBIOS GUI ID, is a 32-character hexadecimal value that is associated with the system BIOS of newer computers. We can also import computers by bulk using a comma-separated values file. We previously created a text file with the data on this server. We leave the second field, the field for SMBIOS GUI ID, blank since we are not using that attribute to identify new computers. We can use either MAC, the unique identifier for network cards, or the SMBIOS GUI IDs, the unique identifier for BIOS, to identify new computers that we wish to import into the SCCM database. The file preview will confirm that we have correctly formatted the import file. On the Data Preview page, we can see what data will be placed in the database. Configuration Manager will at this point identify any invalid data, such as malformed MAC addresses. SCCM can also use variables in the CSV file. Operating system deployment uses collections to target deployment, like software distribution. The collections, either manually created or query-based, need to include only the objects to which we want to apply the advertisement. Objects can belong to multiple collections, and you will find that by creating sub-collections and custom collections, we can target exactly the machines we're interested in. We can check the import success by looking at the collections that we created. In addition to the SCCM OSD interface is the task sequencer. The task sequencer allows the administrator to define complex processes. We will use this to create a new OS installation process. Once again, we need to identify the boot image to use. The boot image, not to be confused with the installation image, is the Windows PE-based OS that starts off the installation process, loading the install image and performing the other tasks of the installation phase of a task sequence. Select the boot image based on the hardware we're installing upon. Now specify the installation media. The installation media has already been imported into SCCM. As we've already demonstrated, the installation media contains several different images. We could create a task that installs the enterprise server core, an installation that does not include the user interface. We can specify whether the installation will preserve existing data on the partition or will wipe the partition. Since this sequence is for brand new computers, we will partition and format the drive. And now we will enter the product key and the type of server licensing we will use. The task will also set the administrator password. Next, the sequence will enable the new image to join either a workgroup or a domain. We will join the Contoso domain. Place the new object in the computer's organizational unit, or OU. We need to enter an account that has permission to join that domain. Now we can add the SMS client package to our installation. In the installation properties field, enter the SMS site ID that the new client will connect to. For in-place operating system upgrades or side-by-side migrations, the System Center OSD has extensive user state migration capabilities. Using the Microsoft User State Migration Tool, or USMT, we can store user state either locally or on a network share and then replace it on a new computer. With a well-designed desktop environment, this means that non-destructive OS refreshes can be triggered from the SMS console without the loss of user data or settings. Powerful user and machine state migration capabilities lower the cost of fixing, maintaining, and upgrading desktop computers. However, since we're dealing with a bare metal installation, it's unlikely that we will need to migrate user state. We do want to make sure that the computer applies mandatory software updates, however. You can only assign one mandatory advertisement to a target computer, and you must specify the time when the mandatory advertisement should run. We can add software packages such as line of business applications. These applications can be packaged, just as we packaged the SMS client earlier. Now we will create an advertisement for the task sequence, making it available to clients. We can make it available for a collection, either the collections that are built into SCCM or into custom collections that we created. In addition, we can make the advertisement available to a remote boot media or a Pixie server, allowing us to prompt an installation on any networked computer. The schedule feature is helpful when we need to start a migration after business hours. We could only advertise the package after close of business, for instance, preventing deployments from using network bandwidth during the workday. By making this assignment mandatory, it will not be necessary for a user to be present during the deployment. As we will see, when we start a candidate computer, Configuration Manager will force the installation to proceed. We can further reduce the personnel requirements of a deployment by configuring SCCM to send wake on LAN commands to computers in the collection. If they have network adapters with wake on LAN capability, it will power on and receive the advertisement. Within Configuration Manager 2007, maintenance windows or service windows provide administrators with a way to define a period of time that limits when changes can be made on the systems that are members of a collection. These windows restrict operating system advertisements as well as software update deployments and software distribution advertisements. We can override maintenance windows for this advertisement if we wish. In addition, System Center is not normally allowed to force a reboot. We can allow this advertisement to reboot the computer, however. Reboots will, of course, be necessary for an operating system installation. We can control the behavior of distribution points, such as when they download content locally and whether a client is allowed to use a remote distribution point. Depending on the topography of the network, remote distribution points could be connected by low bandwidth connections, so preventing clients from using them will prevent problems with slow installations and clogged networks. If there is a user logged into a machine as the task sequence runs, we can allow some control. He or she has the ability to run the program as an optional package. After accepting the default security settings, we have completed the steps in this wizard. Before we kick off the first installation, we need to make sure that all of the packages have been correctly distributed to the distribution points. We can check their status in the Configuration Manager MMC. All operating system or software package distribution can be monitored through the MMC. Later in this demonstration, we will use more of the monitoring capabilities of SCCM. We are now ready to deploy an image over the wire to a new machine. This computer could have an existing operating system or could be bare metal without a formatted hard drive. If the computer is not already configured to Pixie boot before it reaches the hard drive, then Pixie will only work for a computer without an operating system. This process, of course, varies with the BIOS capabilities of different computers' firmware. Most modern BIOS and network chipsets are Pixie capable. For legacy hardware that does not support Pixie boot, we can create a boot CD which will boot the computer into Windows PE and locate SCCM. So that we could access the Pixie server even if the computer has an operating system, we've changed the boot order, putting the Pixie server in front of the hard drive. So when a client sends out a Pixie boot request, there is no way to guarantee that the request is being serviced by a valid Pixie service point. A rogue Pixie service point could provide a tainted image to clients. An attacker could launch a man-in-the-middle attack against the TFTP protocol used by Pixie and send malicious code with the operating system files, or create a rogue client to make the TFTP request directly to the Pixie service point. An attacker could use a malicious client to launch a denial-of-service attack against the Pixie service point. Use defense in depth to protect the network segments where clients will access Pixie service points. WDS expands SCCM's capability. In addition, we will also want to use the Microsoft Solution Accelerators to further simplify deployment. The Windows Server Deployment Solution Accelerator is based upon the Business Desktop Deployment Solution Accelerator, BDD 2007, which is a kit of best practices and tools for deploying both Microsoft Windows and the Microsoft Office system. The real-world experience from Microsoft partners, Microsoft consulting services, and users in the field were drawn together to build WSD. It identifies the pain points and manual processes of a typical deployment and offers better ways of deploying. The overall goal of the BDD and the WSD solution accelerators is to decrease the costs of deployment. The best way to do this is to reduce touch and relieve the IT department of performing repetitive tasks during deployment. The WSD and BDD solution accelerators break the deployment process down into several portions. It then guides you in the identification of team members for each portion. Each team can deal with a discrete task that is integrated with the rest of the project. In addition to a solution involving SCCM and WDS, the Windows Server Deployment Solutions Accelerator also includes a light touch process that does not require any additional infrastructure. The BDD Solution Accelerator tools can be put to immediate use. In this demonstration, we will look at the features of Business Desktop Deployment Solution Accelerator 2007. BDD 2007 can be used on its own for smaller deployments. It also contains useful tools to maximize the capabilities of SCCM for zero-touch desktop deployment. The new version of the Business Desktop Deployment Solution Accelerator, or BDD 2007, has a different relationship with System Center Configuration Manager than the previous versions of BDD had with Systems Management Server. Previous versions of BDD were largely guidance documents. Now, BDD itself can be used by smaller organizations to create deployments. In fact, BDD 2007 includes an implementation of the task sequencer that we just used to create an SCCM operating system deployment. The desktop deployment project is divided into a series of discrete tasks to aid in planning. You can assess the readiness of your operations teams, identify application compatibility issues, create your desktop images, and plan user state migration. When planning a large deployment or operating system migration, BDD 2007 means you will not be alone. It includes templates for a migration plan, plans to test and pilot a migration, and even a model for creating a business case for a deployment. There are a lot of risks in any operating system deployment. Microsoft took deployment considerations into account in the development of Microsoft Windows Vista, Windows Server 2008, and System Center. The BDD was put together with the input of Microsoft professionals and IT professionals worldwide. They identified desktop deployment challenges that they have experienced, and they worked together to document risks and responses. For instance, when migrating user data, it will be necessary to use a great deal of disk space, either locally on the workstation or on an accessible server. Failure to adequately plan for the disk needs would cause the migration a serious problem. The template offers a solution. Monitor disk space and set up a notification system for when a disk nears capacity. Prepare alternative options, such as saving the data locally. If we are deploying Windows Vista, saving the data locally would be possible, as the installation can be performed in a way that is not destructive to data on the hard drive. BDD 2007 is more robust than BDD 2.0 was. With BDD and a few other applications, an administrator can put together an installation plan of a custom image. For smaller organizations that do not utilize the other features of Systems Management Server and are not planning a full-scale desktop migration, BDD 2007 might be able to fulfill operating system deployment requirements. However, when coupled with BDD 2007, Systems Management Server, also known as SMS, can deploy a true zero-touch software and operating system distribution. Although currently worded for Systems Management Server 2003, BDD will be updated along with the release of System Center Configuration Manager. The guides offer helpful tips and process guidance. For example, when determining storage requirements for user state data, the guide suggests running USMT with the /P command to estimate the amount of space a particular computer will require for state migration. In addition, the guides identify solutions to challenges such as an environment with both x86 and 64-bit architecture, how to configure your desktop image, how to configure your state migration package, and a host of other issues. We can adopt volume activation with the help of guide documents and applications. Volume activation is new, a flexible solution from Microsoft that enables volume licensing customers to more securely and easily activate computers that are running Windows Vista. Volume activation technology is being introduced in Windows Vista and will soon be used for all Microsoft products. The Volume Activation Guide in BDD 2007 includes information about how to prepare for and deploy volume activation. There's also information about obtaining extensions for licenses that we will use in our test deployments. As you can see, Business Desktop Deployment and Windows Server Deployment Solution Accelerator can be utilized without SCCM. One of the drawbacks of BDD and WSD alone for larger organizations is the need to track deployments. As a deployment system designed to be scalable to very large organizations, SCCM emphasizes powerful reporting capabilities. SCCM, like SMS before it, can provide a great deal of reporting data to the administrator to guide decision-making, planning, and troubleshooting. SCCM reporting is integrated into the administrator console. Reports are secured objects that you can create and manage by using the SMS administrator console. Many predefined reports are provided with SMS 2003, and you can create additional reports by using the SMS administrator console. You can also use the import object wizard to import reports that are created outside of your administrator console. You can run reports by using Report Viewer, which is a browser-based application that you can start either from within the administrator console or by using a URL with Internet Explorer. Report users do not need to have access to an administrator console to view reports. The code for Report Viewer is located on a reporting point, which is in an SMS site system role. SMS 2003 provides a number of predefined reports that you can use to gather important information about your site database. For many administrators, these reports provide sufficient information to administer their computer infrastructure and SMS system. However, you might find that your information needs extend beyond the predefined reports. In this case, you can create your own reports or copy and modify predefined reports to better meet your needs. A variety of reports are provided with SMS 2003 to help you quickly obtain information that is useful to the administration of your SMS operations, such as reports that provide information about the hardware inventory data in your SMS site database. Reports can also provide rich and deep information about a particular computer. Predefined reports include, but are not limited to, reports on hardware, such as computers with slow processors, low memory, or a specific video card. There are also several predefined reports about software, software distribution, and network information. Custom reports are reports that you create either by copying and modifying predefined reports or by creating new reports. To create a new report, specify a SQL statement that determines which records are returned when the report is run. Supplemental reports are created outside of SMS 2003, which you can place in a designated folder on a reporting point to extend your reporting capabilities. These reports will primarily be active server pages. However, it can be any file that you can display by using Internet Explorer 5.0 or later. Because supplemental reports are not secured SMS objects, any user can view them unless you secure them by using Microsoft Internet Information Services security. The last set is dashboards. Dashboards are sets of reports that are displayed in a grid within a single window of Report Viewer. You can use dashboards to quickly obtain information about a variety of topics. SCCM reporting of OS deployment is based on task sequence status messages. Each task sequence step sends one of the three statuses to the reporting point when it completes. It either sends the message step succeeded, step skipped, or step failed. Step skipped means that the step was conditional and evaluated to be false. The reporting server will also collect the standard out and the standard error output for any step failed status. With this data, deployment status of all task sequence advertisements is collected into several different reports. There are several predefined reports defined to keep the administrator apprised of the aggregate status of deployments. We can get an overall view of task sequences, an enumeration of failures, or a chart of weekly OS deployment events. In addition, reports can deliver real-time data about a specific client and task sequence. The administrator can get up-to-the-minute status on the client and performance information for a task sequence. The pre-configured reports cover a lot of the administrator's reporting needs. It's important to consider tracking and reporting when a large-scale operating system deployment is being planned. In this demonstration, we will track advertisements and deployments using the built-in reports in Configuration Manager. We will see that Configuration Manager reporting can also be used to plan deployments by identifying what hardware is on the network. This is the last demonstration in this session. Microsoft System Center Configuration Manager 2007 reporting helps you to gather, organize, and present information about users, hardware, and software inventory, software updates, site status, and other Configuration Manager operations in your organization. A reporting point is a site server role in Configuration Manager 2007 that hosts the files that Configuration Manager uses to display database information in Report Viewer. Reporting points communicate only with the local site database. Thus, you implement reporting points only in primary sites, not in secondary sites. Large organizations with numerous report users should consider planning for multiple reporting points. With multiple reporting points, you can provide different reporting point access URLs to different sets of users for accessing reports. For the reporting point site role to be added to a site computer, the following four components must be available. First, the site system computer must have Internet Information Services, or IIS, installed and enabled. Second, active server pages must be installed and enabled in IIS. The server must be running Internet Explorer 5.01, Service Pack 2, or later. Finally, to use graphs and reports, Office web components included in any version of Microsoft Office later than 2000 Service Pack 2 must be installed. This server has already been configured with the reporting point. We added the role in the first demonstration. Reporting provides you with a number of predefined reports that you can use as is or that you can modify to meet your needs. Or custom reports and dashboards can be created to meet your needs. Reports cover a broad range of SCCM issues. Any data that can be pulled from the Configuration Manager database can be placed into a report. With a knowledge of structured query language, we can formulate our own reports or modify existing reports. Consider security when deploying reporting. Attackers or malicious users could use the Configuration Manager reporting data to collect valuable information about our IT infrastructure. To control this, implement the principle of least privilege for users who access the report. You can configure report security on a per-report basis if needed. Access can also be configured globally at the report's node. The All Distribution Points report will display valuable information about all of the distribution points in the network in one report. It is hypertext, which allows us to examine detail about a particular distribution point by clicking it. By clicking the distribution point report, we are led to a report of the packages that are stored on that distribution point, containing data about when it was last refreshed, the version, language, and package ID. If the package has been deployed to a branch distribution point from here, that information would be noted as well. As we plan a large-scale operating system deployment, reporting will be critical to our success, particularly as we use lighter-touch deployments. We will not have a technician observing the workstations as the installation progresses. This particular report can be presented in either chart or report form. Choose the task sequence status, the status of which we want to view. This report shows the proportion of deployments that have been completed. Because we just created an advertisement for two computers and none have completed the deployment, this graph will not have much content. When shown in a proportional graph, the chart will take into account the amount of computers in the collection which are expected to receive the advertisement. In a bar type graph, we can see the raw amount of computers that have completed the task sequence. As we view reports, the console saves them in the Visited Reports node so that we can quickly return to them. Several other reports will be useful to us as we deploy operating systems. In the critical planning stage, we can use the inventory features of Configuration Manager to identify what workstations do not have the hardware qualifications to run Windows Vista. With this information, we can accurately budget for new hardware. We've been looking at these reports using the Configuration Manager console. However, the administrators can access the same data using a web browser without the console. For additional security, we could employ SSL security on this web browser, authenticating the source and protecting communications between client and web server. The web browser offers a slightly different interface, categorizing the reports by their subject. Just as in the console, we can select from available values and get real-time data from the SCCM database. Our domain controller, SEADC01, is listed in the database. In addition, we can confirm the service pack and installation date. All of the columns can also be used to sort the data. Dashboards in Configuration Manager 2007 are used to display one or more reports on a single page. Dashboards are opened in the Report Viewer, which can be opened from the Configuration Manager console or by using a web browser. Dashboards can be opened from any computer that has access to a reporting point for the site and for users that have sufficient rights to view the reports in the dashboard. Type a name for the new dashboard. We will create a dashboard of reports that pertain to our Windows Vista deployment. Limit cell height specifies whether to limit the height of the dashboard display. When this property is selected, type the maximum height in pixels in the height box. The default value is 250. Use this feature to format the dashboard for smaller displays. We will create a short two-part dashboard as a demonstration. Much more complex dashboards are easy to create. Specify the dimensions for the dashboard and then click Set. By default, the dashboard is made up of two rows and two columns. In the Select Reports dialog box, we can choose which report to put on this section of the dashboard. Place the distribution points report in this position. Now, add a report that will be adjacent to this one on the dashboard. We can view all of the active task sequence advertisements on the same dashboard. The same reports that we saw earlier are now more readily available. In this session, we took the features of SCCM operating system deployment and expanded them by using additional tools. First, we employed Windows Deployment Services to use Pixie Network Booting for our OS deployment. Then we introduced the Windows Server Deployment Solution Accelerator and the Business Desktop Deployment Solution Accelerator. They include tools to allow us to edit task sequences and to customize operating system images. Finally, we used SCCM reporting for OS deployments. The pre-configured reports built into SCCM can deliver up-to-the-minute information about deployments. To get more information about the products and technologies we've covered today, we have some online resources available that can help you. For the most comprehensive technical information on Microsoft products, visit the main TechNet website at www.microsoft.com/technet. Additionally, visit www.microsoft.com/technet/MGT-303 for more information about books, courses, certifications, and other community resources that relate directly to this particular session. There are a number of other resources that are available from Microsoft. Microsoft Learning develops courseware called Microsoft Official Curriculum, or MOC, which includes e-learning, MS Pressbooks, workshops, clinics, and Microsoft Skills Assessment. MOC is offered in instructor-led environments. It offers comprehensive training courses for IT professionals, support and implementation solutions using Microsoft products and technologies. A course that will help you prepare for Windows Vista deployment is Course 5119, Supporting the Windows Vista Operating System and Applications. For more information, please visit www.microsoft.com/learning. There's also an assessment program available that can help you test your knowledge. The Microsoft Skills Assessment is a free online learning tool. It's an easy way for IT professionals to check their skills. You can quickly check your skills by implementing or managing Microsoft products or business solutions. Just take a short 30-question assessment and see how well you know your stuff. The skills assessment includes a personalized learning plan which has links to Microsoft official curriculum, specific TechNet articles and Microsoft Pressbooks, and other Microsoft learning content. There's also a way to measure how well you did compared with others who took the same assessment. Microsoft Skills Assessment is an expanding learning platform. Available now are assessments for Windows Server 2003, including security and patch management, Exchange Server 2003, Windows Storage Server, Office 2003, and VisualStudio.net. If you want to take your skills assessment to the next level, a number of certification programs are available. In the highly competitive IT job market, how can you differentiate yourself from the next candidate? The Microsoft Certification Program provides that edge. Earning a specific accreditation provides objective validation of the ability to successfully perform critical IT functions. Embraced by industry professionals worldwide, Microsoft certification remains one of the most effective ways to reach long-term career goals, and it's a surefire way for companies to develop and retain valuable IT staff. There are a number of accreditations available, starting with the basic Microsoft Certified Professional, or MCP. You can choose to become a fully certified system administrator, or MCSA, or a systems engineer, an MCSE, or a desktop specialist, that's an MCDST. The new Microsoft Certified Technology Specialist, or MCTS, and the Microsoft Certified IT Professional, the MCITP, credentials provide IT professionals with a simpler and more targeted framework to showcase their technical skills in addition to the skills that are required for a specific job role. For more information about the certification program, visit www.microsoft.com/learning mcp. This session was brought to you by TechNet. TechNet has gone through some changes recently which you may find interesting. To help explain this further, here's Ian Brackenbury, TechNet Subscriptions Product Manager.
TechNet Plus is an essential, premium, web-enabled, and live support resource that provides IT professionals with fast and easy access to Microsoft experts, software, and technical information, enhancing IT productivity, control, and planning. With convenient access to all these resources in one online location, TechNet Plus provides you with what you need to help you evaluate products and learn new skills, plan for and deploy new technologies, and support and maintain your IT environment. For evaluation and learning, you get access to all Microsoft full version software for evaluation without time limits. This includes Microsoft Server, client, and application software titles. With full version software, you can make informed decisions about new technologies at your own pace. You also receive access to the latest betas before public release. Be the first to try out the latest pre-release versions of Microsoft operating systems, servers, and business applications. TechNet Plus also offers quarterly training resources, including select Microsoft e-learning courses for free, so you can keep your skills current, prepare for a certification exam, or get ready for a specific project. For planning and deployment, the TechNet Library includes resources to help you plan for and deploy new technologies in your IT environment, including a complete knowledge base, resource kits, utilities, and technical training. You also get exclusive tools like System Center Capacity Planner to accurately plan for and deploy Exchange Server and System Center Operations Manager. And to stay informed, your subscription also includes a free subscription to TechNet Magazine, the Microsoft Journal for IT professionals. For support and maintenance, TechNet Plus comes with two complimentary professional support incidents. You can talk to a Microsoft support professional to quickly resolve your mission-critical technical issues fast. TechNet Plus also provides access to over 100 managed news groups. You can exchange ideas with other professionals and get expert answers to your technical questions within the next business day, guaranteed. You also get access to TechNet Library resources to help you support and maintain your IT environment, including security updates and service packs. TechNet Plus offers proven value that far exceeds its cost. The two complimentary professional support incidents alone more than offset the cost of a TechNet Plus subscription. Add to that the evaluation software and beta software and other technical resources, and TechNet Plus clearly boosts productivity. Every IT professional on the team needs one. For more information or to purchase a TechNet Plus subscription, please visit technet.microsoft.com/subscriptions.